Hi, this is Cindy from Three Little Pigs. If you try my sauce, I know you'll be back.
We are back, and we've tried her sauce, and you have to, too. This is the Grilling Guys, each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live out at Lemon Creek Winery's tasting room on Beacon Boulevard, just south of the drawbridge in Grand Haven. And I tell you what, we're having a great time. Kate Lemon is quite the host for us and letting us sample a variety of
their wines. She would be a hostess.
Yes. Well, you know what? I think she's proprietor,
hostess,
whatever you want to say. It's just fantastic. She's showing us a great time. But, Bob, what's cooking, man?
Well, the peach spumante is not cooking, but it's chilling really well. And I didn't think it would be right to come to Grand Haven without talking to our friends at the legendary Bilmar restaurant. If you've ever been to Grand Haven for dinner, chances are you went to the Bilmar, right?
If you didn't, you should have.
It's like the place that's on your target. You know, it's that place that you say, man, I'm going to go out for a nice dinner. You know, I'm going to get duded up. I want to really impress the wife and have some great food. We're going to go to the Bilmar. So joining us right now from the Bilmar is Joel Bradshaw and Howard Meyer. Thanks for coming in, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning.
And we understand that you have Lemon Creek on your menu now.
We sure do.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, Joel, you've been chefing for a long time.
Yes, close to 20 years.
Yeah. So you've grilled a little bit of flesh.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. You have a lobster tip on grilled lobster. And I've got to admit, it's one of the challenges for me is grilling lobster.
I know. I always get it rubbery. I think I must grill it too long.
I'm afraid of it. Yeah.
No, it's all about the touch. Once the flesh is a pure white, you're done. Don't be afraid of it. It's all in the pure white flesh of the lobster.
So when I'm cooking it,
just like a shrimp, I always feel like, yes.
You know, you don't ever want to serve raw seafood. I mean, that's sushi, but lobster's not sushi, right? So give me a tip when you said it's white on the outside. Is it
firm.
Cooked all the way
it's
through
firm,
then?
Yes. Once it's firm and not fleshy, it's done.
Okay. All right, so it firms
because it's so translucent. By the time you see it, I mean
yes, you've got to keep your eye on it. I mean,
uh-huh.
Don't walk away. It goes pretty quick.
So, do you do a better job with like a medium heat then, not too high, so you bring it up, warm it up thoroughly throughout before it's
correct. Right, right. Mm-hmm. Just a nice constant temperature, and again, it's something you don't want to walk away from.
Uh huh. So tell us the process. You're gonna cut that shell.
Split it.
Pull the tail.
We're talking about the tail, right?
Yep. Yeah. Pull the tail right out.
Do you ever do the claws? Do you?
Nope. Haven't done the claws.
You don't save any of that?
No. We just get the tails.
Oh. Okay. That's some good meat there.
Yeah.
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 It's like walleye cheeks. It's not much.
Right.
So anyway, so tell us about the technique. How do we do that?
You just pull it right out of the shell and make sure you get the tip out. Just kind of squeeze it out and a nice heavy butter and then throw it on the grill and it's not it doesn't stick to the grill because it's a very firm flesh.
So you would maybe dip that in butter before you throw it on.
Yep.
Mm. And make sure that you have oiled your grill grates first because there's nothing there that's going to...
Right, you don't want any debris left on the grill.
That's right. Yeah. It's the type of meat that would really want to stick, and it's fibrous, so it'll want to pull apart.
Right, you need a really clean grill.
Kind of like
yes,
fish.
Definitely.
Wonderful. Now, what would you top that with?
I like doing it with an avocado cocktail sauce.
Oh,
wow. Describe that.
It's basically guacamole with some chili sauce, horseradish, Worcestershire sauce, lemon juice. It is awesome.
Ooh, that sounds like a Bilmar secret recipe right there, man. You got to get out there
beautiful.
And try it.
Well, I didn't give you portions, so yeah.
Yeah,
got that. So
avocado, that's nice. Okay, and you've got your boss with you, Howard Meyer here. Howard, tell us, the Bilmar, I mean, restaurants come and go. That place has been around for over 60 years, I think.
We just celebrated our 60th anniversary this April, and we have an email club that we have approximately 1,500 members, and we sent out an email to those members, and they received a 60% discount in recognition of our 60th anniversary for dinner for a four-night time period that we ran it. And it was great. We had a great response from our customers. These are our people that come in all the time. Instead of doing an ad in the newspaper for a 60% discount, we reward our customers. customers that are our loyal customers. So been there for 60 years, the restaurant in itself. I've been there for a 40-year time period, and I thoroughly enjoy the restaurant business still. I enjoy working with people like Joel, who has an expertise in the food aspect.
He's got some skills.
Yes, he does. And it's our customer base has been there for a long period of time, and they're not really customers. They're actually friends and repeat people.
That's obvious.
Yeah, Howard, if people don't know, tell us where you're located, because that is one of the most special things about the Bilmar.
Yep, exactly. Certainly. And local people, you know, they're certainly our base of our customers. But this time of the year, being summertime, we're just super busy with the tourists and the transients that come in. We are the only restaurant on Lake Michigan all the way from Chicago up to Traverse City. Very unique location. The sunsets are just awesome. And
let me tell you something else that's awesome. Bob doesn't even know this about me. I proposed to my wife before on your beach, and then we went in and we had dinner after she said yes. If she'd have said no, I'd have pushed her out into the lake. But she said yes. I was lucky. That is 23 years ago this summer. And so it's a special place in my heart, too, to the Bilmar restaurant, because it's been there forever. You know, generations of families come to that restaurant because it is, if you've not been there, it is literally in the sand beach on Lake Michigan.
I think I'm going to cry.
We have approximately 50 weddings a summer, and our thing is having the wedding ceremony on the beach and then coming inside and having the reception in our second story CV room that has 8 large picture windows overlooking Lake Michigan.
I forgot you had that second story up there. That's right. That's man, it's probably a lot of banquets and stuff. Do you ever just do regular service up there?
Oh, sure, we do. Summertime is basically the weddings and rehearsal dinners, where the rest of the time of year we do corporate functions, and we have one coming up next Friday. It's a group that are bringing people in from all over the United States and where else but to bring them, you know, and look at Lake Michigan.
Well, if you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM. We are live at Lemon Creek Winery Tasting Room in Grand Haven, and we are talking with right now owner of the Bilmar, Howard Meyer. 40 years he's owned the place, and he brought his chef du jour, Joel Bradshaw, who is the Lobster King. You got any other great little grilling tips for us, Joel, before we say goodbye?
Well, not really. It's all about paying attention, not walking away.
What's your favorite thing to grill?
Well, ribeyes are the best steaks out there. Nice marbled, full flavor. Anything with the fat, you get the flavor.
And gas or charcoal?
Charcoal.
Yeah, boy.
Okay.
There we go.
We don't have that luxury down on the beach, but
it's kind of hard
definitely,
sometimes.
Charcoal, yes.
Yeah.
We're going to be going over in the next segment caveman steak. That's a method where you throw the steak right on the coals.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's kind of cool. You'll want to try that sometimes. You might want to hang around for a minute. We'll get you a little bit of this Spumante.
All right.
Hey, you know, Jop, I wanted to remind everybody that K&M Dodge right now has the new Dodge Dart. They've got the biggest inventory in West Michigan. The new Dodge Dart is brand new. It just came out. It is hot. Do you remember the old Dodge Dart?
I do.
It was a cool little car. It was very affordable. Great gas mileage. The new Dodge Dart, 41 miles per gallon, and it's a sweet-looking ride. K&M Dodge on Plainfield. Check it out.
Yeah, one of our friends, we got the great grilling rig out there from them. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about a caveman steak. We're going to put some meatballs on a stick, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the classes that Bob taught the kids at our church this week. We've got the next generation of grillers coming on. So you listen to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. Like a video game.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.